Woohoo! It's back to school soon for the kids, and I just wanted to share some parenting experiences with my boys. And the older they get, well, it's, I think at every stage of their life, you have interesting experiences, you know? And I'll just like to take that managing their challenges is just as joyful as enjoying them as human beings. And I say this with trying to not be sarcastic at all, but really, parenting never came with a manual. It never did. It never was simple. And these two, you know, brothers, they love each other. They're inseparable. They play. They save each other's lives in many moments, sometimes quite literally. But they're also their worst enemies. I mean, every almost 1 hour or 2 hour interval, they will fight. And when I say fight, Jules would get into a complete meltdown, a complete anger tantrum. Like, really, it's scary. So yesterday at the pool, it was like, oh my God, because, like, you know, over petty things, the younger one doesn't want to lose, right? So he would kick up a fuss, and then the older one would get really upset over him. They have very short tolerance spans over each other. Or he would say, the older one would say, stop spraying at me. And then the younger one would continue shooting the water gun at him. And then that would catapult into this huge drama. And they would start throwing things at each other. The younger one would cry. And so, and then it's like, it's always my fault. Just because I'm the older one, I always get the blame. So I could see myself withdrawing and, you know, becoming like wanting to run away, hide in a corner. But I just listen to him, try to be patient. And I hear that he's coming from a place of pain, you know, of feeling misjudged. And so I'm like, no, I'm not saying you're wrong. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're feeling angry right now. And I asked him, like, would you like a hug? No! But then a few minutes later, he did ask for a hug. And he did calm down. And we did have a hug in the pool. I gave him one-on-one time. And then it very quickly resolved, you know, as quickly as the tantrum went up. You know, it quickly dissolved. But I intervened, because I intervened. And then they were playing so well in the pool right after that. But it really called for parental intervention. Like, I really had to step in and listen. I think listening played a huge deal. Like, just to listen him out and say, okay, what's going on? All right, tell me your feelings. And yeah, that was, literally, I called it, I defused the bomb. Just by listening, not judging, and giving him a big hug, like, instead of going through the whole rational, you're the older one, you should be nice to your younger one speech. So that was one incident. So many tantrums. So then this today was another big tantrum today. Enzo cannot lose. Like, he hates to lose. So whenever he loses in a game, which is almost always because he's the youngest, he flies into a temper because he doesn't want to lose, right? He has his ego. Then the other one gets upset, and Jules gets upset. So then today was like another huge temper from Jules, who has a huge temper. And then I tried to, my tactic was, I got him away, separated the two, and then he was struggling. I said, okay, come here. And then this time I asked him to take a time out with me and sit with me in the couch. So I came up with this brilliant brainwave at the moment. It was like on the fly. It was a moment. It's like, okay, go and taste that, the plant. Because I had some herbs growing in the house. And I said, go and taste the mint leaf. Then I was like, go and taste the Roman leaf. Go, rosemary leaf. What is the difference between the mint leaf and the rosemary leaf? Then it was like, go give my plants some water. And then it was like, okay, is this plant a boy or a girl? So I asked all kinds of questions just to sidetrack him from looking at his Nintendo and from feeling that anger and to look at plants instead. It kind of worked because he became less angry. And then I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I had my meeting. So I was like, okay, you're kind of cool now. Okay, you can go back to playing your video games. And then she came after me. It's like, I would like a hug. So I'm like, okay, sure. So he needed a hug. But again, it was another intervention. So parenting is definitely very hands-on. And I'm just wondering, like, wow, it really is a full-time job. I mean, I would like to just say that to all parents that it's not easy parenting. It takes a lot of creativity and ingenuity. It's very easy to put, to punish, to control, to beat them into submission. But I'm not sure if that's the solution, really. I think the solution is to kind of like be patient in that moment and grit your teeth and try to give them more cuddles and listen to them, right? And helping them work out and work through that tough emotional outburst that's happening. And be patient, because each time the tension is being diffused, there's a whole lot of harmony back in the household again. So yeah, just helping your kids to cope with their tough emotions, it's really one of the roles of us as parents. So just happy to share in this podcast, and counting down to when school starts again so I could hand it over to the teachers. Not really. Can't really hand over parenting to teachers, can you? No, you can't. All right then, over and out from me. Bye.